This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. On the theory that context is important, with a news story that has been generating screaming headlines all day, this tidbit before we go too much deeper into today's program. Back in 2009, when the Affordable Care Act was in the works, the Congressional Budget Office did some estimates of where it thought insurance premiums for customers in state health care exchanges would be in the out years. That is, right about now. Turns out here we are in the out years, and even with the average 25% increase confirmed by the White House today, Obamacare premiums are right about where the CBO predicted. All of that said, some parts of the ACA are having a rough time of it. So from Washington, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams takes a look at how Obamacare got here and where it might go from here.
When Obamacare first launched, insurance companies thought they'd be getting more healthy people into the mix. But that didn't really happen. Scott Gottlieb is with the American Enterprise Institute.
We've kind of skewed the market towards people who use health insurance, which ends up being people who have health conditions that are costly.
The penalty for not having health insurance is still a lot less than paying for insurance. So younger, healthy people didn't feel the need to sign up. That's according to Professor Amanda Stark at Northwestern University, who had a whole list of reasons for how we got to this point.
The next thing is that there are some really weedsy type stuff like risk corridors and risk transfers that have led to substantial uncertainty in how insurers think about these markets.
To go into those weeds for a moment, the risk corridors were supposed to provide government help if insurance companies' premiums were too low to cover their costs. John Gruber is an economics professor at MIT.
We have to remember the insurers were in a tough spot here. They were creating essentially a brand new market, and they had to guess at what the risk pool would be.
And now the insurance companies say they guessed wrong. But Congress withdrew some of those payouts to balance the losses, and insurance companies started withdrawing from the market. So what to do now? Sarah Rosenbaum at George Washington University says it all comes down to who signs up.
The more you bring in young, healthy people, the more you stabilize then premium growth over time, because you've got a lot more covered lives and a lot more healthy lives to spread the risk across.
How to convince those people to sign up is something health officials are still trying to sort out. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.